Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks for all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number this Monday. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Linda, you'll love this part. I was out way more than usual for me on the weekend and having a great time. And honestly, it didn't matter where I was. Everybody was like coming up to me, what the hell was that? Talking about Jacked Up Joe and how insane that he was screaming the entire speech at the American people. And
it's bizarre. It is
beyond bizarre. Now, here's the very interesting part of it, because Joe Biden actually went out on the campaign trail this weekend and Jacked Up Joe was gone. Now, how convenient that you got a guy that we have seen nothing but a fairly precipitous decline cognitively in this guy for the last 3 years. We warned everybody about it in 2020. Now, even some in the media, although you still have the media mob protection racket out there, you know, led by fake news, CNN, MSDNC, the conspiracy theorists at MSDNC, people like Fake Jake. You know, I promised I was going to a fight with him today for fun. I don't even know if it's worth it. We took a look. He can't even get a 500,000 viewers, barely. It's unreal. Anyway, we'll deal with that later. 800-941-SEAN is the number. Anyway, so you have Joe Biden back to his regular self, regular old Joe with all the gaffes, all the struggling with the teleprompter. And it's like, really? What was it then that made him so animated to scream and shout the entire State of the Union address? In that angry old man tone of his, listen, this is him this weekend.
I sat with him and I sat with a war captain. I said, look, don't make the mistake America made. America made a mistake. We went after bin Laden until we got him. But we shouldn't have gone into Ukraine. And what they're going to do is to ensure a national, really endanger our national security. They're going to expend, are they going to expand personal freedoms? Well, that's what we're going to do. They're going to do everything to not grow our economy. Literally, they have no platform. They're all about, they're against everything, not for anything, except the things that are the wrong things. What they're running on, I'll tell you what they're running on. They're running backwards. Mm-hmm. It's about the future, not the past. But guess what? We won't let them win the past.
We cut the deficit, and we added more to the national debt than any president in his term in all of history. In Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right. Last night in the U.S. Capitol, the same building where our freedoms came under assault on July the 6th. I spent over almost 200 hours with the leaders of Europe, the heads of state. I know them all. I've known them well. And guess what? You know what every one of them says to me virtually except Orban? I'm serious. As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly, they grab my arm and they pull me aside. I'm serious. They pull me aside and say, you can't win again.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did he not just tell Pennsylvania voters to send him to Congress? I'll actually support that role. He can go run for Congress from the great state of Delaware, if he can remember. And didn't he say July 6th? Did I miss that? Did I miss that somehow? Didn't he mean January 6th? And here's the worst part. And I will tell you, because this is infuriating to me. And it really drives me crazy. Because I talked at length about Lincoln Riley. And during this jacked up State of the Union of Joe Biden, he said Lincoln Riley. He even had her name written on a button next to him that he picked up and held, and he still got her name wrong. I don't know how you can make a mistake with this. Now, two things. We'll get to President Trump actually met with Lincoln Riley's family. while Joe Biden is out there regretting the use of the word illegal to describe the murder suspect during the State of the Union. He is more concerned with apologizing to the suspected murderer than apologizing to the family whose name, whose young daughter's name he botched. And I'm like, I am so angry. I can't even get them out without sounding like Joe. I'm so furious about this. But this is Joe Biden apologizing. I should have said undocumented. I got it wrong. Listen.
During your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing, we have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Border secure, the border's closed. Border secure, border's closed. Now it's the Republicans' fault. That's an election year conversion if ever there was one. Never mind that we have our top geopolitical foes, China, Russia, tens of thousands from China, you know, over 10,000 from Russia. You have hundreds coming from Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, their satellite country, Syria, thousands from Egypt, home of the Muslim Brotherhood, thousands from Afghanistan, home of Al-Qaeda, where Al-Qaeda training camps are back up and running. How is it possible? If you're going to apologize, why don't you apologize to the family of the young girl? There were two opportunities for this man to be turned away from coming into this country. Once is at the border, and once is when they had him in custody in New York, and this country failed Lake and Riley and her family on a spectacular level. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene said, say her name, Lincoln Riley. No, it's not. But he has deep regret about using the word illegal. Now, former President Trump met with the family of Lincoln Riley, not Lincoln, Lakin, backstage before speaking in Georgia on Saturday. Here's what he said.
But one of the lives that was taken from us was a incredible 22-year-old nursing student right here in Georgia, Lakin Riley. Right? Look at the signs. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. From the time she was in the first grade, Lakin's dream was to spend her life caring for others. And I met her beautiful mother and family backstage, sister, friends, some of her friends, a roommate. They said she was like the best. She was always the best. They admit that she was the best. And she was the first in her class. She was going to be the best nurse. She was the best nursing student. She was always the best. She was the brightest light in every room, they told me. And she was the whole world to her parents and to her sister, just to the whole family.
I mean, what a difference. What a difference. And this whole approach towards illegal immigration is just unbelievable. You know, I will tell you, and the New York Post had a good editorial about this. This open border, this is aiding and abetting a lawbreaking that has been institutionalized by Joe Biden and his administration and the spectacular lies they've been telling for 3 years that the border's secure and the border's closed. I mean, it is hurting our country. And rightly, they point out it is damaging to the nation. He swore to defend and against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You don't have to take our word for it. Just ask, you know, Joe's wave them in, you know, henchmen there, because the numbers now speak for themselves. Now we learn that it's even gotten worse than we ever thought. On top of rescinding and bragging about rescinding, and the list is too long to name, according to Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas. that they're even letting the public know the names of 43 airports that they have trafficked, that have trafficked some 320,000 illegal immigrants into this country, and how it would reveal operational vulnerabilities that could be exploited by bad actors. It turns out that they're literally allowing people to even bypass the border and just flying them in. Of course, on your dime, you know, it turns out erasing the borders and letting, you know, jumpers jet around the country, creating a taxpayer-funded app that would let people schedule their illegal crossing. Does that not undermine national security? And what if I am right in my belief that all these geopolitical foes and countries that don't have our best interests at heart, why are people from China coming to our southern border, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, Syria, Egypt? Why are they coming in? Why is it too much to ask people to do it legally? Why is it too much to ask to give America time to vet people we're allowing into the country? I don't really care. Give a hoot where you come from. I just ask that you respect our laws, our borders, and our sovereignty, and make sure we do a background check on you to ensure that you don't have radical associations, a health check to make sure that you're not going to bring illness with you into our country that would infect innocent people. The ability, you have to prove the ability that you can take care of yourselves and you won't be a financial burden on the American people. I don't think that's too much to ask. We see the impact of Joe's nearly 10 million illegal immigrants and the impact it's having on every state now in the country. Never mind, I don't think I'm wrong in my belief that among the nearly 10 million that there are terror cells that are in this country plotting and planning and scheming, because they've entered the country unvetted. And what are they scheming? That would be the next 9/11 or October 7th, or maybe something even larger than that. I hope I'm wrong, but I think I'm 100% certain. And his big regret is the fact that, I should not have said undocumented. I should have said undocumented. I shouldn't have said illegal. Really? So you care more about what the feelings of your radical base and a murder suspect over the death of a young American woman in her prime? Tell me, Joe, how's that family ever going to recover from what has happened to them? Because I don't think I could recover. I consider myself pretty strong mentally, emotionally. I really do. Physically, strongest I've ever been in my life. You want to see me crumble? I crumble. I think most parents would. I can't imagine how this family is getting up every day, if they even sleep at night anymore, which they probably don't. We'll have an update, by the way. The ex-wife of the Gold Star dad arrested during last week's State of the Union is now blasting Biden for getting her Marine son Hero killed. The mother of this Marine killed during Biden's disastrous botched withdrawal from Afghanistan says she was kind of stunned when the fallen hero's father got arrested for heckling the president during the State of the Union. She said she was shocked because I thought it was complete BS that they arrested him. This is the ex-wife of the guy. He shouldn't be arrested. He's a Gold Star father. He's in the same room as the man that he knows is responsible for our son's death. Why was he arrested? By the way, this father will be on TV with us tonight on Hannity. I want this man ought to be. All he did was talk about his son. That's all he did. So we're going to go after a grieving father. He's such a threat to the republic. Joe, where's Joe Biden leading the call to say, leave? You know what? Drop the charges on this guy. We're crying out loud. Going after grieving parents. Why? Because he opened his mouth. Joe Biden did screw up what happened in Afghanistan in that withdrawal. He does deserve to be heckled for it, frankly, and he's responsible for it. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Listen, I've got a way that you can save money, not sacrifice service at all, and you can make the switch to my cell phone carrier, a veteran-owned carrier, Pure Talk. You can do it simple, fast, and easy. They make it that way. Anyway, Pure Talk, you're going to love this company. And right now is the perfect time to join the hundreds of thousands of us that make the switch. Now, you use the same cell towers as AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, the same exact ones, the same 5G network. And right now, guess what? You get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. There's no four-line requirement. There's no activation fee. You got a Samsung that's built to last with a quick-charging battery, top-tier data security, and qualifying plans only start at $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Anyway, the same exact coverage, and the average family saves close to $1,000 a year, and now you get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. Just dial #250. Say the keyword save now, #250, keyword save now for my friends at Pure Talk.